greatest WWE champion of all time.
I'm the whole God.
And I am a wrestling God.
Who among you has that one single ingredient who has enough ruthless aggression?
Good evening, Hawkamaniacs. Holy shit, it was such a success we decided to do it again. Yet another ruthless interview for you. We're keeping with the theme that we established in the first episode, so I hope you guys liked it. Once again, we have representing Central Pennsylvania. God damn, I can't even talk tonight. From York, my man Zova Kane, the second 717 on the ruthless interview this week. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Man, I'm great, man. Thanks for having me, man. I'm great.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. We like doing what we do around here, and that leads us. I'm not even gonna fucking waste time with an intro because I always suck at those. We're gonna go ahead and get going on this. Zova Kane is a rapper. What would you prefer I call you? Like Zove?
Well, yeah, I mean, Zo's cool, you know. Close friends call me Renzo, Renz.
All right.
I don't really like Lorenzo that much, but, you know, I mean, Zo is definitely cool, man.
All right. Cool. So now that we've got the nomenclature taken care of, so like I said, you're out of York, Pennsylvania, and unlike right. my guest from earlier this week, who, you know, I think kind of has a little bit more low-key kind of style to his sound, you rep that fucking gritty Philly sound hard, I think. I mean, is that an accurate representation of what you do?
Yeah, I'm really versatile, man. I'd like to really bring that 90s feel back, man, with just straight lyrics, man. Just bars and, you know, just that real hip-hop lyrical feeling, man, is what I try to bring to the table every time I get inside that booth.
Definitely. And I mean, that shows... those of you that are listening can actually check out Zo on YouTube, where there's a lot of videos, some freestyles and stuff. And actually, I want to talk about the 0 to 100 freestyle for just a second, because holy shit, like that was the first thing I listened to. And I'm gonna be honest, like if you're listening to this right now, just take a second and go listen to that, and then come back to this, because it's a perfect kind of example of that 90s lyrical, you know, kind of. More meaning to it than fucking I got a gat and some bitches.
Right, man. I'm not really into the, you know, the bitches and all that in my verses, man. I really try to keep it clean for the most part, man. You know, because my kids really like to tune in and vibe with me too. So, that's 0 to 100 was just something, you know, my boy told me to get on, man, and. You know, I just went in on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was an excellent choice. Hopefully Diddy doesn't, like, punch you in the shoulder over that or anything.
Yeah.
You listening?
I should send it to him, man.
Don't worry, he got dolphin teeth. He ain't nothing to stress. Anyway, so moving back to the, back to kind of your location, you're actually, you told me in the pre-interview, you're going to Cali soon to work on a project with Status Quo?
Yeah, we, the Stat Quo thing came about with my uncle, man. He's a personal trainer, you know, shout out to my uncle, Body by JD, but they're close friends, so, you know, I got the privilege to actually be introduced to him by my uncle, so, you know, he liked their music, so we're going to go back out, me and my cousin C-Notes, we're going to go back out and just, you know, we got a lot of records we're going to record, and hopefully we can get something jump started.
Hopefully. I mean, and Stat, I mean, he's got a fucking great track record. So, I mean, you're in good hands there, definitely. Do you think, like, that transition, locationally speaking, is going to have an influence on kind of what you do? Like, I mean, or, like, this time next year, somebody's going to be like, oh, Zoe sound like fucking Kendrick now.
Nah. I'm always going to sound like me. And I think that's the most important thing that I strive to be is sounding like me and not nobody else. So that's the most definite thing. I can't see myself changing. And I mean, the way I am, I could tweak a couple things, but I can't sound like anybody else, then I wouldn't be me anymore.
Definitely, definitely. I just wanted to make sure you were going to, you know, stick to it, man, because too many too many dudes catch on and fall off, and that would be so sad.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely.
All right, so let's take it back a minute. You got that I Need That Beat mixtape out now, available on Dat Piff.
Right.
So, like, what kind of give me an insight into how the making of that sort of came to be, and, you know, like, what kind of, like, what tracks you feel like are the best, like, the ones people should definitely seek out and listen to.
Okay, real quick, I Need That Beat. It kind of came from, I was listening to Lil Wayne's No Ceilings, which is,
Dope album.
Kind of old. So, I was just, it kind of gravitated from that, from the No Ceilings concept. So I Need That Beat was just, you know, something, man, I just started working on putting it together. But definitely they should listen to Famous first. I got a video that I'm working to shoot, hopefully somewhere around New Year's, and I can get that out. But Famous is a track that I really love. And I love hip-hop, which is like a tribute to Biggie, Big Pun, Tupac, Big Pun, which is some of my favorite rappers that influenced me. So I say Famous in hip-hop, and definitely check out that Shook One freestyle on that.
Excellent. Is there anything, like, not on that mixtape that you, like, that you really think people, like, need to hear? Because, I mean, you got quite a bit of content out there for people to check out.
I think they should listen to the whole thing if they're music lovers and they really enjoy just popping the CD and just listening to good lyrics. And that's definitely a CD that, you know, you can vibe to.
Definitely. Actually, I did that as part of my pre-interview yesterday. So all that is Hawkeye Jefferson approved, you guys. That means a lot to, like, three or four of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Well, you know, that's why I do this. Like, I want to talk to musicians that actually give a shit about what they're doing. Like,
yeah, I can dig it.
Like, I took a road trip today, and I had that Sirius Hip Hop Nation and Shade 45 on, and it seemed like every other track that they had on was like, you could just replace them with the same shit. And who wants to talk to those guys? But kind of going on to that theme of, you know, what people are listening to now, what are you listening to?
Currently, I'm listening to my homie Fiend. You know, we went to the same high school together. I'm a little older, though.
All right. I seen his sticker in that Scottie Pippen video, too. That was a nice little shout-out.
Yeah, most people probably would have covered that up, you know, but probably would have covered it up and tried to block him out.
Right.
You know, but I'm listening to Kwame Katana, which is another artist from the 717, which is actually doing this thing. Both of them are doing their thing, you know. I'm picking up speed right now. I like to say I'm on the runway right now.
There you go.
But as far as industry, man, you know, I listen to a lot of old music for the most part, man. A lot of Tupac, a lot of old Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Definitely a lot of Nas. Nas is my favorite rapper, hands down.
Oh yeah, Nas. Like Nas that. Is still killing it though. Like,
yeah,
that, he's a fucking anomaly.
That's some of these new guys, you know what I mean? I like Rich Homie Quan, but I don't think I could listen to the whole, you know, just the whole album of them.
Yeah.
You know, but I definitely feel Yo Gotti. You know what I mean? Shout out to Yo Gotti.
Oh, yeah,
I'm definitely. Yo Gotti. I'm listening to The Game. Still one of my favorite rappers.
Oh,
Kendrick, you know, I listen to Kendrick. He's dope. He's definitely dope lyrical. But East Coast, man, I mean, there's a lot of underground rappers as far as, like, I don't know if you heard, if anybody knows about Ransom, which is an artist from New Jersey. He's like one of my favorite underground rappers. If you get a chance, man, look up Ransom, man, on YouTube, man. But basically, man, that's that's kind of like who I listen to on a day-to-day basis.
All right, definitely. I mean, I respect that. We got a lot of shared there, so I definitely feel that. I mean, is there anything, like, you got anything upcoming that you want to put out there, you want people to be on alert for?
Yeah, I got a new video dropping soon. It's on the Lyrical Venting mixtape, which is my first project I put out, I think Thanksgiving, sometime around last year. That song describes me and a little bit what I've been through. And I got a lot of records right now that's in the process of getting copyrighted. So I can't really put too much of the new music up for the simple fact I don't want to get stolen. And then, you know, I have to bite a rabbit's head off or something.
Right. So, nobody wants that shit.
But mixtape, I Need That Beat 2 is in the making. And Lyrical Venting 2 is in the making. So I got a lot of tracks recorded already. I'm just waiting on the cover art by my man Golden Treble, man. He's a graphic designer here also that I've been doing a lot of work with hands on. So I got them two sequels coming up.
Excellent.
Pretty soon. So I'm thinking I'm gonna drop sometime next year around, I want to say like March, Mayish. I Need That Beat 2 will be out.
All right, so definitely keep on alert for that, because it's going to be fucking awesome. I'll just say that right now. You put that on, right? You just put that as like an endorsement wherever you want. It's going to be awesome, Hawk Jefferson.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so where can these fine listeners, where can they follow you on the social media?
Instagram. They can follow me on Instagram at ZobaKing. FKFB. Same thing on the Twitter. ZobaKing, ZOVAKCAIN, FKFB on the Twitter as also. And YouTube, ZobaKing 717.
Awesome. And we will be providing links for all of our listeners if you want to check out any of that stuff without putting any real effort into it. And if you like this voice, you can follow me on Twitter at Hawk Jefferson, but, I don't got Instagram, so that's not an issue. Yeah, well, thank you for joining me tonight, buddy. I think we had a really great talk here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I think you should set that Instagram up, man.
I know, man, but it's like I was telling Fiend, it's like, there's too many girls on there that don't have their heads on right, and
right.
I'm too grown for that shit right now.
Yeah, man. At least you know they'll follow you, man.
That's true. I could do something. I don't know. I'll probably get back on it. I always say I won't do shit. Like I said, I ain't never going back to Facebook. Then I started doing this shit, and I went back to Facebook. So,
yeah.
All right. So, if you're an artist, musician, actor, actress, anything like that, really, and you want to be on this program, it really is just as easy as sending me a tweet. So if you got something to promote, please get in touch with me. Once again, ZobaKing, thank you for joining me tonight, and go out there and get his fucking mixtape, y'all.